Hello.
Hello.
Hi. This is On the Town again. It's Tanya calling from On the Town again. So we're back with Christopher Smothers, genealogist, and he's the guy. If you need to find a family member, adopted sibling, what else? Or just know who you are. Christopher Smothers is the guy to call. Thank you so much for being on the show with us, and I know we can tell people to find you at unearthingyourroots.org. Is that correct?
Yes.
And they can email you at unearthingyourroots@gmail.com.
True.
Okay, and I guess what else before we wrap it up? What else? I asked you about Senna Morgans. Let's see. Is there anything else we need to know when we're looking for someone? Any special tips you can give us without, giving up your information? Because then we wouldn't need you, right?
I will say, don't be afraid to open up a can of worms,
Don't be.
because a lot of times, it'll take you on a ride that will reveal things that, were at one point meant to be, brought to the grave, but genetics will find a way to pull that out and reveal itself to those who seek it.
Okay, so that's interesting. So we thank you so much for being a guest, and we'll have you back again when they start updating more. We might have to need you back for information. Is there a number that people can reach you at if they need it, or should they just try these
Yeah,
type?
they can call 678-439.
678-439
9485.
9485. That's Christopher Smothers. And you can definitely find him at unearthingyourroots.org. And we've been talking about genealogy, DNA, ancestry.com, changing their whole amount that you are. And we thank you for clarifying for us and allowing us to see, it's not so hard if you're looking for a sibling that was adopted off like I am, or your birth father like I was. It's not as much work as we think it is. And another thing, Christopher, I failed to ask you was, so when I find out, like, what's the suggestion you can give me? So, like you told me before, to go, I got a death certificate, or go and then look for an obituary. And oftentimes that will give you the name of siblings, and then you'll connect the address to the address that you knew about in order to know that that's the person you're looking for.
Okay, so we're kind of getting research now. So basically, vital records are, main records that are attached to your life. Birth, marriage, and death are main records that include genealogical history and information regarding, a person you're trying to find. And obituaries are another example of the wealth of knowledge that lies within. So like, your obituary will acknowledge, who your parents are, who your siblings are, who you like to mourn, where you're buried. All of that information can help researchers start, doing their research.
Okay, thank you for that pointer. We'll be as you said, we'll be keeping our eye on Ancestry and 23andMe and the other site. What do you know about GEDmatch.com? That's another one that's new that I'd never heard of. Do you?
It's a website that will combined your DNA into a pool with your DNA relatives, regardless of who they took their genetic test with. So, Match is a really cool website that co connects you with the people who you're related to, whether they took it with Ancestry or 23andMe or African, DNA or family tree DNA or.
Now, I find that good if you're looking for an adopted parent, you're looking for the child or the parent or sibling. I find that very good because you don't know what site they're going to test in.
Right, yeah. If they take a DNA test, it is very useful.
Now, how do we know that the powers that be will not be taking our DNA and using it for crimes?
Oh, well, when you sign up, there's a legal document that you agree to that entails that your genetic, your raw data, your raw DNA is not being sold to any other,
Right.
testing site just for that website. Now, Ancestry, on the other hand, owns your DNA just as much as you are a 100% owner of your own DNA.
Wow,
But Ancestry
that's scary. They own a lot of DNA then, billions.
But GEDmatch, you own every last bit of your DNA, so you don't have to worry about them selling it to anybody else, because once you delete it, it's out of their system forever.
Oh, and what about so Ancestry, they would keep it, they can sell it? They just
If
or they
they
just use it to for their base guideline.
use it for a genetic repository, it's in a storage, in a crypto storage, and they use it for genetic research, as far as, like, if you have a high concentration in Nigeria or Europe or France, use it to help other people make good connections and gain a more accurate insight into their DNA. And they use it for to develop scientific research off of the characteristics of that person that took the test and connect you with your relatives. And they have also been known to give your DNA to not everybody, but they have also been known to share your DNA with insurance companies or something like that.
Oh,
But
what?
they,
That
yeah.
without your permission?
Well, you give them permission once you take the test and agree to
But how? No, I
register.
never knew. I never saw all that in the paperwork. Are you serious?
It's in the terms of agreement
I it
that
may
they
be
act.
there, but I'm saying I never saw that. I never saw any of that. I never knew. If
It's in
I
the fine
probably
print.
wouldn't
I
have did
mean,
it if I would have known.
they don't do it to everybody,
But
but
why would
some
they give
people.
something to an insurance that doesn't make sense? Why would they randomly say, "Hey, let me call up State Farm and say, hey, State Farm, here's Tanya's DNA."
It's not like that. It's more like, you take the test, and since they own the DNA, they might have a contract with another person that basically
So they're selling your
there's
information. So they're selling your information. That's what that would be. And
they're
that.
selling the they're selling their information because they have legal ownership of your DNA as well as
Yeah,
everyone
but
else's.
okay. So for a warning, if you're smart, you probably might not get that test then, because I would have never gotten it if I'd known
Yeah,
that.
I would not take it with Ancestry unless you're not concerned about, health coverage. Because there have been cases where some people were denied health insurance because of their, pre-existing condition, or what they have a higher,
What? But yeah,
chance
but
of
wouldn't that only
attaining.
be in 23andMe? Because Ancestry doesn't tell me anything about my health. So why would they be allowed to sell something that they don't even tell me about? That doesn't make sense.
Well, your raw DNA contains information that will give,
No,
if.
I know you're saying it will give them that information, but they never told me that I was testing for that information. Thereby, how could that be legal?
You're not testing for it.
No.
You're testing for your genetic composition.
Exactly. So if they that doesn't make sense to me. I mean, if they do it, it's really that's really sinful. I think that's extremely sinful, and now I'm gonna have to research that because that's scaring me.
It's definitely not cool. But like I said, they don't do it to everybody. I honestly don't know how they get in contact with insurance companies about that stuff,
Well,
but
that means somebody's on the take. Somebody's getting played a lot of money. And that's what they're doing. They say, "Hey, I'll find this," and then if it runs up in there, then you get because they base. I know. I see how it's done. It's a whole. It's a not a scam, but I'll call it a farce. Where I mean, if I have
it's
access,
under the counter,
yeah,
because that's not the main message Ancestry promotes.
no, it's not at all. I've never even heard of that. Never heard of that until now. So
There have
I'm on a
been cases
recording,
where,
upset because I didn't even know that didn't even exist. I'm
yeah.
like, oh, newsflash to the newscaster. Oh, wow. We've interrupted a special bulletin to bring you scary newscaster. It's like
No, I mean, okay, it's not like, I mean, but that's why they tell you own your DNA just as much as they do, which is why a lot of people, what's it called? One, take their information out of the database that
Yes.
Ancestry has,
Yeah.
but Ancestry has your information even once you take it out. So
Wow,
either
that's scary.
you're.
That's really scary because that means that they can frame African Americans more. They can do a lot. I mean, a lot of things can be done with that. That's why it's scary. And, you know, we already have issues, but so we don't need any more. And, you know, we're the first ones people come after. That's,
yeah, I mean,
just the thought. There is just the thought. I'm just saying.
There's a possibility that they could frame, but I highly doubt. Now, I will tell you this, that there, that DNA testing has revealed, you know, who serial killers have been, you know, but I haven't heard a case where they've tried to frame anybody, you know.
Well, Central Park joggers, those kids had, they had some kind of DNA, but it wasn't those kids.
Right.
They did. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then there's other, and actually, you know how fingerprinting started? Because those two, there was two African-American men way back in the when, in the 40s, 30s. I don't know what year that was. It was way back. And matter of fact, it was, what was their name? The fingerprinting started because of them, because they looked exactly alike. Like, even I couldn't ID the pictures. And so they were like, oh, my God, how are we going to tell these two apart? So that's how they came up with fingerprinting, because of those two people who, I guess, who knows, maybe they're distant cousins or something and didn't know it. I don't know. But they looked exactly alike. So they thought, well, no, we have the right guy. And when they found this guy, they're like, oh, shoot, we thought we had the right guy, but now which one is this? So how can we tell them apart? They look like identical twins.
Well, but DNA actually goes deeper than that. I mean, unless your chromosomes line up exactly to what the evidence provides, right, you know, they won't be able to do a substantial match.
No, that's, yeah, but that sounded good. That sounded good, but in theory. But here's the thing. How did the Central Park joggers get put away? They said they had DNA. And they apparently either they blatantly lied or they used somebody else's DNA and still lied. So something's wrong with the picture.
I mean, you know, the justice system is, you know, very corrupt.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
crooked.
Yeah. I mean, either way, DNA or not, you know, there is people in the work for us, you know, as, you know, Black people in America and minorities in general. So that's the side. Point of DNA.
Okay, so stop being paranoid and just do it if you want to find your
research. And, you know, it's very important you do your research and make sure you know what you're getting into and you know who is for you. Like, I can tell you right now, GEDmatch does not own your DNA. 23andMe, I think, has partial ownership, but they are not, you know, using it for those purposes. And I know that Family Tree DNA does not own your DNA.
Why didn't somebody tell me this? Hello.
I know. Most people, you know, are so excited and allow their excitement to call their brother.
Yeah, I was looking for my brother, and I would do almost anything.
I didn't care. Okay, if it's my time to go, it's my time to go.
That's true. That's true. You did Ancestry too, right?
Yes, I did. Okay, so
yeah, so that's how I feel too. All right, we're going to leave it at that, because I don't want to I don't want anybody to stop if they're looking for a sibling, because as a, you know, somebody who was in foster care all those years, it was hard for me to find family. And when that came up, I was like, oh my God. So I automatically found 750 something.
There are pros and there are cons for sure.
Uh-huh. Say that again.
There are more pros than cons for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to focus on those. Okay. So forgive the paranoid newscaster. and the overall results, people, is if you're looking for somebody, you know, 23andMe, GEDmatch, and the what's the other one called?
Family Tree DNA.
That's right. So you can look those up. And again, Christopher Smothers is our guest. And we are out of here. We're going to end with the song by Tatiana Cooper, To the Moon, it's called. So thank you for listening. And Christopher, we will talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for being our guest. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.